Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's welcome to the studio, as always on a Friday morning, John Gibbons. Hi, Gibbo.
Hello.
And you brought with you, Ella, introduce your friend, who you brought with us.
This week it's folk singer extraordinaire, Alan O'Hare. He goes out as Only Child. That's his stage name, if you like.
That's or the name, his, of the band,
the name of the band. It's a variation, a band, really. Sometimes it's just yourself, Alan, then it can go to, you know, strings and all sorts of things.
Yeah, we've often played a string quartet, often with a full band, often on my own. It's me and whoever's got a spare right hand, usually.
Right, so soloist or band, what do you say?
I make the decisions. It's a benign dictatorship.
I'm in charge. I will decide if I want... Gibbo, have you played with this man?
I did.
There you go, every week.
Do you know what? You'll hear brass on this song, and that's not me. That's a guy called Martin Smith, who's the best trumpet player in Liverpool. I get the gigs when he can't make it.
Oh, bless
John's the second best trumpet player in Liverpool.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to be named as.
But I played. No, that's fine. But Martin's exceptional. He plays in the Caledonia on not every Sunday, but I think every other Sunday. It's well worth going down to that, by the way. It's free, all the stuff they do in Caledonia. It's great. But anyway, you know. But I played on a single about 2-3 years ago, was it?
Yeah, a song called St. Saviour Square, which was off the last Only Child album. And then when we played that live, when we played that around the film, I think the last time John played was at the Above the Beaten Track Festival at the Blue Coat. I like the song's got the big trumpet riff in it. I like to send John out on his own first to start the fanfare.
Yeah, no pressure.
Get people looking, you know.
So can I just clarify this? Do you bill yourself as Alan O'Hare?
No.
Or do you bill yourself as Only Child?
Only Child is out.
Right, so if I went on iTunes, I'd be going Only Child.
You would, yeah. It's Only Child. That's the name of the band. I am an Only Child. So that's where I suppose it comes down to me making the decisions. I set the band
up. And is that where it came from?
Yeah, that's where it came from, yeah. I've been in bands for years around Liverpool and just wanted to do my own thing properly with no kind of, you know, a compromise. So I met a violin player called Lorna McKinley, who's fantastic. Probably the best fiddle player in Liverpool, not the second best, probably the best. This music, Only Child, as the name suggests, it's a bit more quiet, it's a bit more intimate, or it started off that way. And we got the violin involved, we got the string quartet involved, the band arranged around it. But then also, because of the nature of modern music, where there's not a lot of money about like there used to be, I can also do a gig on my own at the drop of a hat and, you know, pay for my bus fare home out of that. Rather than spread it around 10 people, you know. So so depending on what gig's coming up, I shall choose the band to suit the venue or the event.
I mean, tell us about your background. Tell us about those other bands and, you know, sort of what influenced you.
I feel like I've been around Liverpool music for a long time. I've started in a band called The Trestles, who we got well known about 5-6 years ago, maybe a bit longer. And that was a real kind of sort of working class protest socialist band. We played the Kazza a lot.
As you would have in Liverpool.
As we would, yeah. You know, and we supported all the Usual Suspects. And I was a rock and roll band, you know. We sounded a bit like, you know, I don't know, Clash or Springsteen or whatever. We really wanted to get out and get our name done. And we did. And then, you know, the guy who started the band with, a guy called Tom Carroll, he's a bit younger than me, and he kind of wanted to carry on down that rock path, and I wanted to roll a bit more. You know, I wanted to bring in the folkier, as John introduced me, as the folkier side of my music, which has always been there, you know, the acoustic guitar, the troubadour. And the songs became just a little bit more personal, a little bit more intimate. So Only Child started, and luckily I had enough people still interested from the Trestles that when we started Only Child, we launched an EP with a gig at Leaf a couple of years ago, and that was nice and busy. And then Only Child's become a thing then. And people have kind of got to know it as me. And if they turn up and there's, you know, 20 people on stage, well, that's good too.
It's a bit like the Ian Prowse thing, isn't it, Kibbo? The way he was talking the other way.
Yeah, similar. Well, Alan and Ian are friends
and
get on well in terms of the music. And it's similar kind of style to that. They're both storytellers, really. And I think that's a key thing that I get from the music is the every song's kind of telling a story, something personal to them or something that they've heard. It's not necessarily all to do with their lives in particular. It might be just something that they've heard about or something that they've seen that's interesting to them, and it's telling a story around that individual. And that's a really difficult thing to do, you know, is to tell a story in 3 minutes and then put it to music that people kind of want to listen to, and so you can enjoy it just as a piece of music, or if you really kind of listen to the lyrics, you can be taken on a journey on someone's journey, on Al's or something that he said. And it is a tricky thing to do, really, and when it's done well, and Alan does it really well, it's very powerful.
It's interesting when you introed Alan and you said folk. Now I haven't heard the song yet.
Yeah, really sent it late, that's my fault.
Yeah, well, I'm really interested to hear it. But as soon as you categorise someone and say folk, it's amazing how people's minds sort of switch and go, well, if I went on iTunes, I probably wouldn't type folk. And you know when those bubbles come in on the new iTunes thing and they say, pick what genre you like, and I go, oh, rock, indie.
Yeah. Mm.
And if folk came across, I probably wouldn't pick folk, but I've got an idea that I'll probably like this
song.
Yeah,
I mean, folk's quite broad now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say the song's not a folk song, but I'm a folk singer. So the story and the spirit of this song is very much folk. Musically, it'd be put in a different box. I guess there's horns all over it, so I guess it'd be an organ, so it'd be put in a soul box. I don't worry about
folk
boxes.
Soul.
Yeah, folk soul maybe, you know. But on iTunes, it's been the label who've put it up, it's been categorised as folk. But it starts with a big brass fanfare, so I don't know.
Do you like those iTunes bubbles? Have you seen them on there?
I know what you mean, yeah.
What is it? You pay a sum per month and you get whatever you want. But when you go into it initially, it gives you lots of bubbles that you hit and they become big bubbles and they go, right, this is what we'll feed you with
the
music.
Algorithms, isn't it? It tracks you and then it gives you what you think it thinks you're going to like, etc. But I don't know, there's a lot of folk music purists out there who listen to this and go, that's not folk. And it's probably not, but I think you can't redefine what folk is. So.
They're probably still cross at Dillon for going electric, though.
That's it, yeah.
Is there a lot of folk in Liverpool?
There's a huge amount, yeah. It's the Irish influence, a lot of it. You know, you hear a lot of Irish. There's two big Irish festivals now in Liverpool.
Yeah. We've been a big part of the Liverpool Irish Festival for the last few years, as Only Child and as myself, hosting things and that. And that's a big vibe. And there's lots. I mean, I was at a gig last night at Constellations. It was there was three main featured bands on, which I was one, and then there was open mic in between. Now everybody who got up on that open mic, I don't think one of the people would categorise themselves as folk, but they all were. They were all lads or girls with acoustic guitars telling stories.
So telling stories.
I think
what
that's
focus.
It, yeah. I think John's right. I think when he says that, yeah.
Okay, intro this story. We'll play your track now.
Buildings. It's a metaphor for the world going on around us. Is it going up or is it coming down?
Oh, my life. That's a bit deep.
That's right. It's 9 o'clock as well.
Right. This is Only Child and Buildings.
Stand.
Buildings by Only Child. Brilliant, Alan.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. Images of Gibbo at the start. I said that as soon as it came.
It's not me, I'm telling you, it's not me, I promise.
The trumpet whacked in there. Some lovely vocals on there. Who's that on there with you?
Vanessa Murray singing harmony. She's in the band. Vanessa's local girl from Breck Road. Great singer-songwriter herself, though. She's just put an EP out. She launched it at Parsley's a couple weeks ago. We all went down, supported her. Another great singer-songwriter, but she's just got one of them voices that makes me sound better. Okay. So she's all over it.
The review here that I've got on my screen says, a new year, a new sound hanging in the air and the explosive stance of one of Liverpool's finest lyrical poets. I love the way these
people write these
PR outlets. Right, how'd you get hold of that? That's on iTunes now.
That's on iTunes right now. It's available as a digital bundle because there's a couple of B-sides on there. Remember them? We decided to put B-sides on there to give people value for money.
I like B-sides. That's good.
Yeah, 79p. What more do you want?
And your producer as well. You co-produced it, but it's produced
by... co-produced a guy called John Lawton who runs the record studio and the label, Crosstown. John's a great guy. A lot of musicians who'll be listening to this will be going in to see John, I'm sure. He's one of them modern musicians who can do everything. He records, he tours, he's in bands himself, and he's a great producer. Gets a good sound.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.